The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way, something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. Welcome back to the Did You Know Show and my continuing series on the executive branch of our American government. This show features a little-known agency, the United States African Development Foundation, hereafter referred to as USADF. This agency, and I quote, is an independent federal agency established to support African-led development that grows community enterprises by providing seed capital and technical support. This description comes from the USADF site on the internet, www.adf.gov. Usually, I don't get into the meat of organization's purpose from the start, but as to this organization, I believe it is important that you understand that according to empowering legislation, its primary purpose is to provide grants to smaller units on the African continent. At this time, the USADF is operating and providing funding in about 19 African nations. The reason I start this way is for you, the listener, to understand that these are our tax dollars going directly to Africa to do what everyone believes are to do good things. Let me read to you from the USA.gov. The African Development Foundation provides grants to community groups and small enterprises that benefit underserved and marginalized groups in Africa. Remember the underserved and marginalized. It, the U.S. African Development Foundation, has been called the SBA, or Small Business Administration, for the African continent, and since its inception has funded around 1,100 projects. So you ask, how did this thing, this United States African Development Foundation, start? Well, the answer is very simple. Legislation was passed by the Congress of the United States. The African Development Foundation was established under the International Security and Development Cooperation Act of 1980, which is Public Law 96-533, Title V. This was an omnibus bill, a bill with lots and lots of stuff dealing with many different areas of governmental activity, and within its confines can be found the enabling legislation for the USADF. This legislation, acknowledging the inefficiencies of multiple layers of government, determined to funnel funds directly to the most needy communities in Africa. Sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? But back to the law. According to the legislation, the USADF's purpose was threefold. One, to strengthen the bonds of friendship and understanding between the people of Africa and the United States. Two, to support self-help activities at the local level. And three, encourage the establishment and growth of development institutions which are indigenous to particular countries in Africa. Let's take a step back and look into the history of the how and why of this USADF. The legislation was passed during the last year of the Carter administration. During the Carter years, many ideas were discussed as to finding better methods of providing foreign assistance to countries in Africa. Within that administration, it was believed that a new method of assisting African nations was needed, inasmuch as the existing agencies, one of which, the USAID, or the United States Agency for International Development, was encumbered by many levels of bureaucracy, and aid very rarely got down to the smallest units within each specific African nation. It was believed at the time, both in the Carter administration and the Congress, that the USADF, and I quote, might overcome government-to-government programs which failed to reach the majority of Africa's poor. Standard grants were typically too large to be handled by grassroots organizations. Funding approval in established assistance agencies was too slow, cumbersome, and cautious, and the Americans and Europeans played too great a role in project design and implementation. The foundation started slowly, and it wasn't until October of 1983 that a board was named and approved by Congress. But action could start right away, because Congress had approved funds starting in 1981, 82, and 83. And by September of 1984, the board was in place and the staff had been hired. Now, the organization is run by a board of directors, 7 in number. However, if you go to their website, you will find only 5 directors. They are appointed by the president, and the president designates the chairman and vice chairman. The board works without compensation, except for payment in the form of reimbursements for expenses not to exceed $100 per day, and transportation expenses when engaged in their duties as board members. Further, the board of directors appoints a president of the foundation, and he or she determines additional staff as necessary to carry out the functions of this foundation. I quote from the law. The foundation shall establish a principal office in the United States and may establish such branch offices in Africa as may be necessary to carry out its functions. This small agency, by government standards, finally had directors appointed in 1983 and was somewhat functional by 84. What started as a small entity with 11 permanent staff in 1984, by 1988 grew to 52 full, part-time, and interns. One of the unique features of the USADF enabling legislation was a provision that after 5 years, the foundation's authority would cease without reauthorization. As you can see, the USADF is still in existence today and should be coming up for reauthorization on a next 5-year anniversary date. Now, at this junction, I believe a sampling of the types of projects which were funded and the country where the assistance was provided would be helpful insight into the workings of the USADF. This is not an all-inclusive listing, but provides a glancing view. This information was taken from a report written in 1988 titled Grassroots Development, African Development Foundation. On page 124 of the report, the following project names are listed. In Niger, Association of Nigerian Women, a development assistance grant involving education, agriculture, and water resources amounting to $249,000. Again in Niger, Dakora Herders Cooperative, Development Assistance, Education, and Agriculture Grant for $7,255, and I'll speak to this one a little bit later. Again in Niger, Small Trade Project, Development Assistance Grant relating to small business in the amount of $700. In Rwanda, A Pesa School Farm Development, Assistance for Education and Agriculture, $39,000. Rwanda, again, EPR Small Animal and Seed Distribution, Development Assistance for Agriculture, Crops and Animals, $102,000. Somalia, Weaving, Marketing, Revolving Fund Supply, Development Assistance for Management, Building and Small Business, $76,000. And lastly, from Zambia, this Scotch Cart Project, Development Assistance and Third-Party Revolving Loans, Education and Small Business Assistance, $66,000. This is just a small look into the types of assistance amounts that range from a low of $700 to $249,000 for individual projects. From 1984 through 86, 84 projects were obligated with funds to the tune of $6,881,000. Now, in order to give you a bit more insight, I took a look into the Dakora Goat Herders Cooperative. The initial planning grant was for $7,255. Then, for reconstructing livestock herds, repairing walls, establishing a cooperative store, providing literacy training, and improving animal and human health, a larger sum of $108,000 was received. Originally, this had been a nomadic camp consisting of a 74-member family community founded by a long-gone family member who found a well. However, many other families and groups availed themselves not only of the well water, but of the grant facilitating a communal existence. Now, those interested in obtaining more information as to this one project and others should direct themselves to the report listed earlier. Now, as to the funding for this foundation, this is a very small agency within the executive branch. Funding levels are in the millions of dollars, and from fiscal year 2015 congressional budget justification for the USADF, the cost for operating expenses and programs was approximately $27 million, not including monies recovered and carried forward, which made a total of $30.3 million. Now, breaking that down, $8,899,000 was for operating expenses, while the program subtotals for grants, supports, project amendments, and evaluation was $18 million. Crunching the numbers and using a very simple math, one sees that almost 45% of the cost for this foundation lies in operating expenses. The African Development Foundation started with helping 19 countries, and today when you look at their website, there are still only 19 countries that are provided assistance through this program. However, in their congressional budget justification for 2015, only 18 countries are mentioned. At present, the USAID has more than 420 active economic development grants going on in 21 countries. Additionally, listed on their website were 36 persons involved with the foundation. However, on the website LinkedIn.com, there were 52 employees listed. But I surmise that that number is a mite higher due to many staff and assistance personnel not being listed. Also on LinkedIn.com, the number of countries served by USADF was 20, a small difference, but a variance that should not be present with today's computerization and access to data. One final note. In doing my research, I try and look at a variety of source locations in order to get an idea as to a specific governmental entity. Within the confines of one of the many job and career websites, I found an interesting quote as to this organization, albeit provided anonymously, and I do understand that especially in today's climate, with frankness and candor, could end up being a career-ending doorstop. I quote, "The organization is very top-heavy." And further on, these words, "identity crisis." Where have I seen and heard that before? Let you think on that one for a bit on your own time. So here we are at the end of the USADF, and one needs to ask some serious questions. This foundation was set up to help poverty and promote enterprise in Africa. Do we not have poverty, hunger, and needy communities here in the United States? Recall the words underserved and marginalized groups as stated earlier in the podcast. Does that not ring a bell as to America in 2014? I do believe one must answer yes to that question. And one last thing before I sign off. In my past life, I recall driving through the city of Gary, Indiana in the middle of the 80s when this U.S. Africa Development Foundation was started. I recall seeing boarded up buildings, businesses closed, vacant lots. Has much changed since then? Or, you might ask, are there more of these types of communities in distress today? Do I dare say Detroit? Also, the U.S. debt in the 1980s had just crept to over $1 trillion, but today stands at over $17 trillion and continues to climb. Well, folks, I hope you have a better understanding of yet another portion of the federal executive bureaucracy which has been dealt with in this podcast. I truly hope you have enjoyed this rendition and discussion of the executive branch of our government. So long. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.